All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast, the official, well, the unofficial, officially podcast of the Atlanta Dream. I'm your host, E-Dub, and with me for the third time is Ja'Kerri Thomas. What's going on, Kerri?
Hey, 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 and hi, people, sports lovelies. Happy Saturday.
Yes, I want you guys to know that Kerri and I are going through some technical difficulties, but we're pushing through, and we want to get this episode out to you guys really bad. Right, Kerri?
Absolutely. We got so much to talk about. Look, hey, it happened, but we're still standing strong. Let's do this.
Yes, indeed. We're going to talk about the Dream. We're going to talk about the unfortunate loss on Friday night. We're going to talk about the win streak, but first of all, the little bit of news that was in the news was the Dream have had their fourth sellout, which is like one of the tops in the league for attendance, man. Can we just talk about like the change that this team has gone through to increase the attendance, man?
Oh my goodness. It is so many moving pieces and so many people that have contributed to this. I will say during the downtime that we had during the pandemic, it brought a lot of awareness. You know, we had that the person we don't want to speak about, the owner of the team. And
yes,
we had the team to come out to just push everyone to go out there and vote. So many different causes the Dream stood for. Black Lives Matter, the social injustice that was going on, that really put a face to our Atlanta Dream, that put a eyes on our team. I believe in that moment everyone just started looking at our team in many different specters, you know, flashes and thoughts and ideas, like, who is this team? Who is this team? So we fast forward to the new ownership, you know, we fast forward to new marketing people in place. We fast forward to this new arena that we're in, and it's so fabulous. It is so amazing. I think we spoke about this the other night. Like, this arena is where our Dream team plays, versus the years before where we're like, is this a Hawks game or is this a Georgia team? Where are we? But the marketing has been phenomenal. The fans have come out and showed out in so many different ways for our team, and it can only get better from here.
Absolutely, man. Like, all the promotions, all the just the court remake, like everything, like, it is truly like a home court advantage when you come to a Dream game, man. It's just really dope. So shout out to like Renee and just like everybody, like the whole cog, the whole machine has just been working, I guess. And shout out to the fans for coming out to support, right?
Absolutely. Without them, oh my goodness, where would we be? Where would they be?
And listen, like, you and I have kind of been doing, you've been doing this one a little bit longer than I have, but we've seen some thin, years, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. We have seen some empty seats. was that two claps? How many claps was that? Where's everyone? But no, it's an amazing time to be a fan. And yeah, this is a different time, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk about kind of where the Dream stand in regards to the standings, but I kind of wanted to go to the road trip a little bit. Last time we spoke, they were in the midst of they were about to start the four-game roadie that they went on. And I said, Kerri, if they go 2-4, I mean, if they go 2-2, that'll be a good roadie. And they actually went 3 out of 4, man. Like, talk a little bit about the road trip.
Oh, my goodness. You spoke it, and you spoke it into existence. This road trip has been amazing. We came out. How many games did we win again? Put it out there? You put it out there, right?
Three out of four.
3 games, 3 out of 4. Amazing, amazing. They took down New York, which we'll talk about New York later on. But yeah, it was an amazing time to be a fan of the Atlanta Dream. Again, I thought maybe 2, you know, but yeah, they really superseded everything that I thought they could do, and they did it, and did it with class. And not only that, This team is a competitive team. They compete. They're not afraid to compete, and I love that about this team.
Yeah, and I think that's what you want, right? Like, you want a team at the end of the day that is just going to compete, and they're going to give you what they have. You're not going to have the advantage every night, but you want them to play hard, and that's a team that you can really cheer for.
Absolutely. I agree.
So, Yeah, man, I can't take credit for all of the wins, but I got to take credit for that first one. Because you remember what we said. I was like, hey, I don't normally do predictions, but I think we're gonna win this first game. And I'm going to say we're going to win by 4, and I think they end up winning by 3 or something like that. So they can thank you. Y'all can thank me for that first one. They all can thank me for that first one.
I know. Great, great competitiveness. New York, Connecticut, Indiana, they did that.
So what did you see from this team, like, on the road trip? Like, what clicked for this team? Or, like, what did they do to, like, kind of snag those 3 wins? Like, did the cohesion just kind of click together? Or what did you see from this team?
You know, for the New York game, it was insane because I actually really saw full throttle team effort there. You know, it was amazing time just to see our girl Haley come out there. It was just crazy to just see the team just gel and communicate on the court. So I'm really was surprised about everything. But I will say they are always competing, and now you see them compete at high levels. Before, I don't think that was the case, but they're learning. It's happening, and I'm just excited about it.
Yeah, I think that it's very much known that the Dream have a big 3, right? You know, the big 3 that they have. But I think in order for them to compete and for them to win games, you have to have better play from all the other players as well. So,
of course,
you know what you're going to get from the big 3, you know. But when Nia gives you some buckets, when Haley gets some buckets, when you know, the bench players from AD, all the bench players, like, when they give you buckets, it's a whole different ball club, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, the leader of the team, you know, Miss Howard, my cousin, can we, I mean, just consistent. You know, she's consistently doing what she do, and it's great. It is an amazing, amazing time to be a fan of the Atlanta Dream. That's what I got. You know, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, when you go back to that New York game, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in double figures. And so, like, I mean, that's hard to beat. When everybody's just kind of pulling a little bit more, that's when you're a very dangerous team. Because at its core, and we know that this team has problems. We know that they have turnover issues, and they're not the biggest team. But when everybody's kind of pulling and everyone's getting a little bit of the action, they are a tough team to beat.
It is. It's crazy because isn't this team like the second best in the NBA for rebounds, though? I mean, this they know what they're doing. They know how to do it, but we just got to stay consistent with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just giving a kind of an overview, right now the Dream are 5-7. They are currently seventh in the WNBA, which, if the playoffs started today, they would be in the playoffs, but a lot of basketball left, a ton of basketball left. So we would love for them to have more wins, but I'm okay with 5-7. Like, I don't feel like everything is lost right now. Like, how are you feeling about the team, like, currently as is at 5-7?
Right. We need to get a win, though. We need to get a win. I feel you. I understand it, but we need to get that W.
Yeah, we've had 2. They're kind of on. Well, they've lost the last 2. Dallas is a tough team anyway. You know, lost to Dallas on Tuesday, and Liberty came in and just wrecked shop. Like, I unfortunately did not cover that game, but Kier, you was at that game. I have an idea. I looked at the numbers, but, like, what did you see live and in person?
Oh my gosh. What didn't I see? What could I unsee? You know, but it was a tough game. I will say this. I know Tanitra, we were sitting there talking about the game. She was just like, you know, this is a good team, but New York is better. You know, and I agree. I definitely agree. We had 3 players that were in double digits. Of course, it was the core 3 that we love so very dearly. Gray, Howard, and, of course, our girl, Miss Parker. So it was tough. And then you had the return of Sabrina. And then you had this Johannes girl. Where'd she come from? 5 3-pointers? What? Like, it just, the shots kept falling. In the end, the dream just could not overcome. They just, it was it. It was a wrap for them. So, yeah, it was hard. It was a tough game for our team.
Yeah, the turnovers kind of reared their head again. And like, Sabrina, like, she just gives a different dynamic to that team. And it's not even so much that she is killing them like she did last time. Last time, it was like, okay, she's just going to get buckets. But, like, they're just a different team when she's out there on the court, man. She's just a phenomenal type of player, you know?
She is. I mean, there's a reason, yet again, why Kobe Bryant loves Sabrina Askew.
Yeah, and I think if you're a Dream fan, you kind of hope that Ryan Howard evolves into that player. You know, this is still her second year. She's still trying to figure things out, but you want her to become a player in which everybody around her, she makes everybody better. And that's clearly what Sabrina does.
Absolutely. And, you know, even to the defense of Ryan, you know, she's getting there. You know, she is breaking records consistently. So I can foresee her going down as pretty close to one of the greatest, or, you know, a part of that great group. So we shall see. I'm here for it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, currently 5-7. Let's go to our player of the week. Who is our player of the week is going to include the four games on the road trip. So we got like six games to kind of consider, right? So four games on the road trip and the two losses, one against Dallas and one against New York. So over the last five or six games, who would you give your player of the week to?
You know, my player of the week will go to Cheyenne Parker. You know, that's my girl, Miss Parker. I love when they say, "Hey, Miss Parker." She had 13 points last night. Amazing game for her. Of course, not the ending that we wanted, but they did show up on the court. So that's all that counts for me. This is a good team. They're a competitive team. Keep competing at high levels. And that's my player of the week is Miss Parker, Cheyenne Parker.
Shout out to Miss Parker, of course. I believe that I always like to try to think, who was my player of the week last week? Was my player of the week Cheyenne last week?
Yes, probably. I know how you love Cheyenne. Yes, probably.
No, it wasn't. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it was Haley. I gave it to the rookie. Haley? I gave it to the rookie because she had that kind of, you know, she had that game where she had like 9 points and like some rebounds and stuff. And I said she kind of broke out of her shell, so that was why I gave her a player of the week. So, I need to go back and listen to the podcast, but I think I did Haley, and I think you did Alicia Gray, right?
Probably did, yes. I probably did.
Gotcha.
I think I decided to give my cousin a rest, so yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, so, and we do it for different reasons. It's not always just, you know, who's scoring the best or who's, you know, whatever, but... it's just kind of what we've seen, right? So that's kind of, and Miss Parker is very deserving because she is like, you know, she does a lot of the dirty work, lot of the dirty work, and she's doing such a good job at it, you know? I wish that they had another big in there, like, that was like her size and like they would have like a Twin Towers type thing like New York has, but, you know, kudos to Miss Parker, man.
Absolutely.
My player of the week is going to go to your former player of the week. I'm going to go to Alicia Gray. I really liked what she has been doing. When she was on the road, she had a great game against Indiana, putting up 25, put up 27 against Connecticut. And again, us lefties, we got to kind of stick together. So, you know, I love her game. I love what she has been bringing to the team. And that's my girl, man. Like, what are your thoughts on what she's brought to the table this year, just being a newcomer on this team?
What has she brought? Oh, my goodness, her attributes have been amazing. That core three, when I tell you, they are really killing it together, collectively, as a team, and together. Amazing. I've never seen anything like this, especially with this team. But that's why I say Alicia Gray, Cheyenne Parker, and Ryan Howard, they are the top three players of this team, and that's just what it is. Together, they are amazing.
Yes, and let us take this time to remind you, if you have not, and I'm going to do this as soon as we get off the pod, go to WNBA.com, go in the app. I think there's even ways you can vote on Instagram and Twitter now. go and vote for your big three for the Atlanta Dream. We got to get them in there. We got to show our support. We're already showing good support at the games. Let's do the same for the All-Star voting. So, Kiri, did you vote today?
I will vote after the show. I will. In fact, I'm voting right now.
Yeah, there you have it. There you have it. So, as far as the Dream's play is concerned, of course, we still got to get those turnovers under wraps. And to me, they're two teams. It's like this team, if they can cut them turnovers, they can play with anybody. And they've proved that. They can play with New York. They can play with Connecticut. And they even took Las Vegas up to the wire when they played until those turnovers wear their ugly head. But hopefully turnovers are something that will be solved, like, as the season goes on and as the players get more and more comfortable playing with each other. Do you agree with that?
I do. I agree. They just got to keep moving forward. It's going to fall. I mean, this whole year is a teachable moment for them. This is still a young team. Tanisha is really whipping these ladies into shape, whipping the team into shape. They are, it's a teachable moment. I mean, New York was a hard game, period. It was. It truly was. But in the end, they competed, and that's what really truly counts in the end.
Yes, indeedy. So, upcoming for the Dream, this is kind of a I don't know if you call this a light week, but they have three games this week in the as far as their schedule is concerned. They have, well, not back to back. They play the Washington Mystics twice. They play the Mystics on Wednesday and Friday. Now, which one is the home game? Do you know?
I believe the Friday game.
My computer's kind of been going crazy all day, but I believe the home game is the Friday night game. Hopefully, I'll be in the building for that. And then on Sunday, they take on the LA Sparks. So a three-game week for the Dream, two against Washington, and a game against the LA Sparks. So,
yeah, and you're right. Both of those will be played at Gateway Arena, so LA on Sunday, and of course Washington on Wednesday, on Friday. So they will be at home those 2 days.
Okay, so two of the three will be at home, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. So they got to start getting some home dubs, man. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's crazy because the support has been as like big like it's never been, but like they're not winning at home, which is wild.
I know. Here's the thing about Atlanta, you know, our fan bases are so fickle. You know, you have NBA to WNBA to Falcons, all of their, you know, fan base are fickle. If they're winning, they're on board. If they're losing, they're not. But WNBA, Atlanta Dreams fans is a little bit different. They're sticking in there, and we definitely want to get a win for our fans for sure.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage fans, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, if you ride for the Dream, get in there for the long haul, man. Like, get in there. Like, if this season not saying the season's going to go left, but we all know how seasons can be. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay on the ship. Stay on the ship, man. Let's just ride this thing out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Do not jump off.
Yes, indeed. So, it's been a fairly good, you know, they got to get back onto the winning side, losing two games in a row. This team definitely can do it. That's what they've shown us. But I'm with you. We got to get that dub, man. Like, 5-7 is okay for what they are, but got to get that dub. And let's try to get this shit back to 500, right?
Absolutely. Let's go, Dream.
So, I think that about covers it. Let's give, we always end each show with our parting shots and just a little clearing of our chest of what we want to get off our chest as we end the show. I want to thank you guys for checking out the ATL Dream podcast. And Kiri, what's your parting shot for today?
Okay, my parting shot is a quote from Albert Einstein, and it's simple. Life is like a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. And that is my parting shot for the week.
Albert Einstein. Now, I believe Albert Einstein was left-handed as well. I don't know. I got to check the thing on that, but it would make sense.
Oh, my gosh. you just had to make it about you, didn't you?
Me and Alicia and all the other brilliant left-handers in the world. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, it's, we out here. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the left-handers, please.
Yes, yes. Shout out to the left-handers. I want to give a, my parting shout out, I just want to give a shout out to my mom. My mom had a birthday yesterday and turned 79 years old. And there are no superlatives that I could really give to my mother, who is probably the most kind and gentle, caring woman I've ever been around or seen or experienced. So my parting shot is just a salute to her and everything that she has been and everything that she will continue to be. I just want to shout Mom Dukes out.
yes, shout out Mom Dukes. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Donnell Powell, 79 years is truly a blessing. And yes. We're just praying that God will continue to bless her. So that's my parting shot, man. Shout out to my mommy. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yes. Mom Powell. Yes, indeed. So on behalf of Kiri and I, and I'll do the same send-off that I do in the Hawks, my Hawks podcast. Make sure you check out the Hawks Beat podcast and check out Chicks Into Sports. But like we always say, God is good all time, and all time God is good. So if you don't know him, you need to find him and show him some love, because that's all he's showing you. L-O-V-E, love. We out. We did it, Kiri. We got through this one. Say goodbye to the people.
Yes. Deuces. Finally. Lord, what has happened?
Peace and love, y'all. We'll see you next time.